Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The center fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Temple steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski takes first base on ball four. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mixes. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey moves to third. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Rush moves to second. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Rush moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellard hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rush tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Hoke moves to third. Mixes moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Robinson throws the ball into Jablonski, who tags Hoke trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Mixes moves to second. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kellert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixes scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jablonski is called out on strikes. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Bob Rush. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mixas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kellert takes first base on ball 4. Mixas moves to second. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mixas moves to third. Kellert moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chee-Ti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kellard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Harmon now playing first base. Jim King pinch hits for Don Hook. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi pinch hits for Frank Kellard. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.